take a moment to close your eyes and relax. Find your center. Breathe deeply and let the cares of the day fall away. For a moment, simply watch your breath as you breathe in and out, in and out. Continue to pay attention to your breath for a moment. Now, in your mind's eye, see the mist that hovers between the worlds as they roll in around this sacred space. Watch these gray mists as they come gently closer. See them. Mists of magic that are colorless, yet full of color, formless, yet with shapes that form and dissipate constantly. In all directions, the shifting mist close you off from the mundane world, leaving no trace of the world beyond you. And now, at the edge of the mist, there is a parting. The mist roll back to reveal the dark, cosmic waters at the edge of the world, deep and undisturbed. Yet they stretch far off into the distance, disappearing into the farthest mist. In the shallows before you, where the land meets the waters, stands a tall, watchful crane. One foot stands on the land, the other is in the water. His eye is raised to the sky. This is Garinus, the crane. He has dominion over the three realms. He sleeps upon the land, feeds in the waters, and flies through the sky. It is he who travels past the edges of these realms, beyond the ninth wave, and upon whose back we will range to meet the ancestors, the spirits of nature, and the shining ones. Garinus, the crane, will be our gatekeeper and our guide as we embark on this work for ourselves and for ADF. Take a moment to simply watch the crane as he works. Understand how he moves, where his liminal place is in the world, and how you, too, can fit within it. Now, take a moment to recenter yourself. Bid farewell to Garinus the Crane. See the mist of magic roll in again, drawing near, so that the cosmic waters are lost beneath their cover. Feel yourself at the center, and then draw in a deep breath. And as you exhale, see the mist of magic dissipate and reorient to yourself. Open your eyes, and when you are ready, take a moment to write down any impressions you have with your meeting with the crane.